Welcome to Red Rocket Cast.
The official Tiger King dildo, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was like, what? We definitely... Oh, did I not send that to you, Ajax?
No, and I have your guys' show notes muted. Let me go find that.
And the picture on the tweet is a picture of Tiger King saying, I don't know if I can ever recover from this financially. It's like, what? Yeah, so there's the actual picture of it.
That's grody.
Actually, do you just want to make this the beginning of the show, since we're having a conversation about cock anyway?
So, okay. Cock like horse cock, though.
All right, so Tiger King. The official Tiger King dildo has a PA, it has piercing rings on the side, but it also has another kind of piercing that has a padlock attached to it. So it looks like almost impossible to shove in your ass.
Just by virtue of the shape, I mean, It's silicone, so it'll deform and squish, but it just doesn't seem like it would be very comfortable. Just overall.
Something called an impaling piercing.
I mean, it's not any worse than, like, a flared chance.
True.
So.
Like, it's actually a little bit less aggressive than that. Like, yeah, there's the weird block of plastic, but, like, that's just knobbly bits.
Yeah.
Really, I just find it unattractive looking.
Yeah. It's also the fact that it's, like, tiger pattern, but then it has the... See, the other thing for me is, like, anything super ridged or stuff like that, I mean, if you're not using it with a condom on, just is that much more nooks and crannies you gotta clean if you're not, even if you do clean yourself out?
Yeah. And the way the stripes are shaped, they almost make it look like it's diseased, like it's infected with something, and also it's orange, and you're like, what infection do you have?
Yeah,
what did you do to that poor Oompa Loompa?
I love the flavor text on the website. Say fuck you, Carol Baskin, with the Cinnovator Tiger King realistic dildo.
Is that what his dick really looks like, though?
So the impaling piercing is just a metal bar that goes through the head, through the glands. Like horizontally.
You know, they also very helpfully mentioned that they've also got an ejaculating cock and a dog dick as well for research. The brand is called Cinnovator, which is kind of funny, but it's 60 pounds.
Wow, that's a really heavy dildo.
Yeah, I know, right? God.
Oh, cool. The dog cock one is available in Pride colors.
Of course. You can get a rainbow dog dick.
Yeah.
Why not? It just
seems neon green.
Poor Bad Dragon's not making custom dildos at the moment.
Yeah, that's because of the COVID.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, you know, not having like their, I guess not having their production department up and running.
They don't exactly have many employees.
No, like what I think they're doing is probably like having a few people in there at once. Enough to like actually social distance. Because they are dropping product occasionally, so someone is making dildos.
Somewhere. And they're selling what they have on hand. I think that's pretty much the case of all the fandom-related ones right now.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine they have a lot more staff when they're actively making, like, a ton of dildos, and it probably takes a lot more work to do the custom ones than to just churn out, like 10 identical ones or whatever.
Like, this is, like, just... a run of black ones, a run of blue ones, whatever, versus like, I need it pearlescent and blue on the base and red on the flare and all this other stuff that people want. So, yeah, even in these dark times, our cocksmiths are finding ways to let everybody continue to go fuck themselves.
Yep.
These are very trying times, and trying to put whatever you can into you as far as possible is a good pastime.
Including disinfectant, according to the president.
Yeah, there's that, you know. Things you should put inside your body, dildos, food. Things you shouldn't put inside your body, Tide Pods, Lysol, you know.
Did Trump actually tell people to put Lysol up their ass?
No. He said something about injecting something into the body, but it was in a conversation about stuff like Lysol. And
injecting disinfectant.
I think he was trying to make a, he's probably trying to make a larger point about finding some kind of thing that acts like a disinfectant and being injected into you. But I mean,
that's giving him way too much benefit of the doubt, Fuzz. He really is that dumb.
I legit think that when the military said that that one spy plane was invisible, I seriously think he thought that if you walked up to it, it would be invisible to the naked eye. Because he was saying, it's invisible, can't see it. I'm just like,
oh, I mean, it is possible they actually do have an invisible plane. Like, I mean, it's not that hard. You just got to print some LCD screen or take some OLED bendable screens and wrap them around a plane. I doubt it would fly very well.
Fucking Wonder Woman, that shit.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A bunch of flat screens in the back seat, which are going to get all broken and shit, and I don't give a fuck.
Just wait until fucking Wonder Woman 1984 finally comes out and Trump sees it. He's going to be like, holy shit, we have to get that Themyscrian jet technology. Those Amazons are keeping it from the United States. We must go to war with Themyscria.
They can attack us with lightning.
And Amazons, they have spears. They're connected to Jeff Bezos.
You know he hates Jeff Bezos.
The fake news Washington Times is hiding Jeff Bezos' connections to Themyscria. Is he really a Greek illegal immigrant? More on Fox tonight.
Honestly, that would be too simple of an explanation.
Fox is old news now. The new hotness is OAN, apparently.
Oh.
OAN?
Yeah. Fox had had a couple commentators criticize something Trump said or agree with Dr. Fauci on various things with this disease. Mm-hmm. So then he got all mad at Fox. They started pimping this other network. It's OAN. It's something American. I fucking forgotten the name of it.
It's like One American News is OAN. It's a
that's it. American News.
It's online only right-wing, ultra-right-wing news.
And he started giving them shout-outs and saying that's the news network he prefers. He always gives their reporters preferential treatment at briefings and so forth. So, like, instead of like calling on CNN or something, go, no, you're fake news. OAN, what's your question?
I'm really,
and it's just sort of like if QAnon had a website and they're being treated like they're a legitimate fucking thing.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of QAnon, though, I did listen to a couple of pretty funny podcasts this week. I put them into the fan chat. It's QAnon Anonymous is the name of the podcast, because there's a couple of them that are that kind of they go in, they dig in, and like, what are these nut jobs talking about this week? And the last two episodes they put out, one was the Mole Children of Central Park, that the global cabal has in fact been keeping children in caves underground and torturing them to harvest their adrenochrome, and the COVID-19 social distancing is all a cover for the military to go in and rescue the mole children and kill the cabal, and it all ties back to QAnon.
Oh my god, I saw a joke about this that I didn't know that this was actually a thing people were talking about. Like, isn't it offensive in 2020 to refer to them as mole children? We call them, like, underground dwellers or something like that.
Well, in this particular case, it was somebody who legit believed it trying to be a little nicer about it. But they're still believing that they're underground mole children, and that the reason if there's small earthquakes that happen, that's because they're blowing up the underground caverns instead of actually earthquakes. And the thing is, they take the audio that some of these people say and let it play, so it's not like, oh, we're just pulling this out of our ass. No, they're pulling it out of their ass, and we're throwing it out here and making fun of it.
That just sounds like the old thing they tell you when you were a kid about thunder is God bowling.
And then the next episode after that was 5G conspiracy theories.
Oh, Lord. I can't believe this is a thing.
Did you know the average person eats 8 5G towers in their sleep every year?
Oh my god.
I know. That's scary.
You know, I just can't wait for the 5G mind control bats that'll activate when we get our COVID-19 microchip implants. It'll cause us to all have Morgulons and our heads will explode. We live in truly unprecedented times because, like, everybody is going a very stir crazy because of all the social distancing and the isolation and not being around other people. And so we're graduating into deeper and deeper layers of psychosis in certain segments of society.
I've been in my house for months, but I don't believe in mole people.
Well, okay. You also didn't have, like, the crack in your armor about QAnon prior to this either. Like, we're all going a little, we want to see our friends and we miss our friends and all this other shit, but we don't believe that there is a global cabal that's harvesting children and sucking their pineal gland dry for their lizard overlords, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think there's more of these people. I just think that everybody can see them more now because they all have more free time.
That's true.
Like, there's 30 million people who don't have a job. What else are they going to do? Be on the internet.
Yeah, they really got to refine and just post through it. You know, you have people on every side doing this. They just, like, throw shit against the wall and see what happens. You know, we've gone from having one main character on Twitter a day to, like, two or three, right?
I haven't even had the cycle to really pay attention. Oh, like, I've just been losing myself. I've just been losing myself in Animal Crossing. Like, I go away to my magical little happy place.
Yeah, I've been going to Isabel. She's like, you need more fences. You need more stuff. You need more fences. You need more stuff. And I'm like, you yellow bitch, I've made every single outdoor thing I have. I'm waiting till tomorrow so I can get more. Give me my 5 stars. And she's like, you need more stuff outside. And I'm like,
you literally just have to make the same item over and over again and just dump it somewhere on your island so you can hit 5 stars.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about placement. You just literally got to churn and dump.
It offends my sensibilities. I mean, I went and made a graveyard today.
Yeah. I got to reposition my graveyard. Like, I need somewhere for all my skulls.
But yeah, the internet, I've been focusing today on Animal Crossing and then waiting for the vet to call me back for Adam. Poor little Adam, he had himself a slab fracture in one of his back molars, and he'd had it for a little while, but it didn't cause any direct issues. But like 2 days ago, like I noticed what I thought was a little bit of swelling, and then the next morning was a lot of swelling, and we immediately got into the vet. Turns out, nope, he's had a tooth abscess and basically had to have a doggy root canal today.
Oh.
So he is currently drugged out of his little mind and asleep in his bed in my left. I posted a photo on Twitter earlier, and like he was giving me just the ugliest look when we got him in the car. He was like, how dare you do this to me? You didn't feed me after 8 o'clock last night. You woke me up really early. You took me to the VET, and then you leave me there like all day.
Aww.
He was so mad.
Poor puppy.
But then immediately he went into the mode of like, I need to cling to you and sleep at your feet. So we got him home and fed him. You know, he gets soft dog food for the next 2 weeks. And he
spoils.
You know, he specifically told for like the next 5 days he doesn't get any long walks. He just needs to go outside and pee and that's it. And I'm like, oh, you get to be lazier too, dog? You lucked out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little weird they gave us the tooth back. Well,
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, because they included some extra antibiotics in the bag. And then I pulled up this other vial. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it was the two parts of his molar that they took out. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's... I mean, like, my dentist doesn't even do that.
I think it's illegal to do it with human body parts.
Yeah, I don't know.
It depends on the state, actually. I knew a dude in Florida that got his wisdom teeth all out at the same time, kind of like you did, Ajax, and like they gave him the wisdom teeth. He actually put a wire through them and wore them as a necklace for about a year.
Oh my god, that is such a Florida thing. Was this in Jacksonville? Please tell me this is Jacksonville.
Where else did I live? In Florida. Of course it was in Jacksonville.
It's a big state. I had to get confirmation. Go Jaguars.
Bortles!
Bortles!
Man, I do have to say, though, with Florida opening up their beaches and other states just following suit, it's just like, man, they really, really are not taking this shit seriously anymore. I mean, it's been, a month of this, and people are, you know, these guys that are like, we're going to LARP the end of the world, and actually they can't handle their shit for more than a month. They think they're going to hide in a woods for years and fight the government. Now they're like, holy shit, if I don't get someone to give me a haircut, I will kill the governor.
Well, with preppers, they always had their own specific doomsday that they prepared for.
Yeah.
So unless this was their specific doomsday, they weren't prepared for it.
Yeah, they were prepared for, like, we get to shoot people, as opposed to we need to shelter in place for a while because there's essentially a plague, you know?
Yeah, the plan was always to take other people's stuff, never really have the stuff on hand. Like, some people would have the stuff on hand, but a lot of people didn't.
Oh, there's got to be, like, a plague prepper out there that has, like, a bunker full of N95 masks and surgical gloves.
Oh, I know they exist. Like, because there are a lot of people who prepared for flus, and, like, they had, like, stuff prepared for, like, quarantine rooms if somebody got sick, and, like, surgical masks, and, like, all that stuff on hand. Like, honestly, like, I never took the show too seriously, but I started thinking, like, you know, maybe it would be a good idea to have a certain number of X on hand just in case I can't get X anymore. And thankfully I did that, because that's why we've been very good in our house lately.
Yeah, I mean,
the only problem when it comes to, like, gloves and masks and stuff is that some of that stuff doesn't last forever, which is actually an issue that the government had. Like, apparently, some of the shit that Bush and Obama set up, like, they just never replenished. So, like, they expired, like, a couple years ago, and they just didn't bother re-upping them.
Like, you can have all the canned food in the world you want, but it's not going to help you after 20 years and it's all dried up and you can no longer make out Spider-Man and the ravioli.
Yes.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I saw that the other day.
Yeah, like you actually have to be rotating your food if you're going to have a stockpile like that. You can't just put it away and forget about it.
Yeah, like, that's actually something we've been doing here. I mean, one of the things, like, for us, we've been very proactive in, like, keeping things on hand. Like, we even have some MREs on hand that probably need to rotate soon. But between how I grew up and how Panther grew up, we both have, like, just keep shit on hand as part of our thing. So we have ourselves a full pantry and this, that, and the other. We have stuff that's shelf stable for a long time. And so, like, we're super well off and we're fine with, like, what we have on hand. So I've only been going to the store, like, once every week and a half or 2 weeks, because that's when we're like, oh, well, we're finally out of all the bread we have and the bread makings of bread, so we should get some more. Or, like, well, Panther's finally out of milk completely. Well, we can't let that stand. Like, I'm gonna have to go to the store in the next 3 days or so, because Adam's supposed to be on soft food only for the next 2 weeks, which means I have to buy him more soft food.
I would do it soon, because the price of meat's about to skyrocket, so I'd go buy any, like, hamburger or pork that you want and freeze it. Like, that's what I did.
Yeah. Well, actually, when I went to Kroger 3 days ago, there was actually the only kind of chicken they had on hand was, like, bone-in thighs, bone-in wings, and, like, drumsticks. They didn't have any chicken breast at all. It was weird. So, like, there's still certain things at the Kroger near us that is still a little low, but, like, it took me going to 6 places to find a gallon of distilled water for my CPAP.
God, like, I know, right?
I went to the Kroger near me, the Target, the Dollar Tree there. I went to the Walgreens, the Dollar Tree up off Midway, and then I went to the Kroger off Frankfurt. They had it. They had like 4 gallons on the shelf, and I grabbed 2 of them. Nice. So it's like people – I mean, obviously there's going to be people that need have CPAPs and need this stuff, but – if you don't have a CPAP, you really shouldn't be drinking distilled water. It's not for drinking. It is not for you.
Yeah.
Don't drink it. I think a lot of it's just like the supply lines. I just don't think they're making that much
demand. Because one thing I did notice is that the brand that I had gotten previously, because when I got it at the time, it was the only distilled water on the thing, they've shifted all their stuff to just regular spring water, which is available on the shelves now, and none of theirs is distilled. And I imagine there's just basically supply lines. I just go, you know, flip it over. No, it's just the water. It's not the distilled side. And that makes sense because this regular spring water that's been filtered and whatever is more useful to a wider number of people than distilled.
Yep.
But for those of us with, you know, bad lungs and sleep apnea, it presents a problem. Plus, people on Amazon are gouging, like, $10 a fucking gallon for CPAP juice. Shut the fuck up.
They cost, like, $1.50 normally.
So,
89 cents at Kroger.
So, Kraft Mac and Cheese, their plant has started testing positive for COVID-19, so they're probably going to have to shut down here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Guess how much a 3-pack of Kraft macaroni and cheese was on Amazon today.
Now, what? $10?
$26.
Jesus.
Yep.
Wow.
For something that would normally cost like $1.50.
Like, and there was what? That other was like a pork facility that had a massive problem with COVID-19 because everybody's working elbow to elbow.
Yep. Last I heard, it was 800 people. Like, that was days ago. And that was just the number of people they tested.
Yeah.
They still hadn't tested everybody last I heard.
So, I mean, hey, plan on eating a little bit less meat soon. That's the best I can say.
It's worse than that, too, because there's more meat packing plants that are testing positive again and again and again. Like, they're having to shut down pork plants, beef plants, and farmers are actually starting to euthanize their livestock because they have nowhere to sell it to because the pork plants and stuff are closed down. So they're just destroying all of this food, and it's making the price of this stuff go up while the farmers are losing money themselves because, like, it's the middlemen that make all the money normally. So, like...
Wait, we're already euthanizing them. Why don't they just leave them alive until...
Because it costs money to feed them. It costs money to feed them, house them, take care of them, blah, blah, blah. And, like, the government will actually pay you to do that kind of stuff sometimes, depending on how your farm insurance is worded. Like, because industrialized agriculture is dumb.
Like, the fact that we have poor starving people in this country and farmers are just ripping fields of lettuce out of the ground because they can't sell it is insane.
It's because it's because their insurance is telling them to do that too. It's not just the farmers. Like, but if it's not going to make them money, like, they got to do something with it, and they got to claim it as a loss. Like, because we've designed an agriculture system that creates money and not creates food. Like, we've always had enough food to feed people, like, a lot over, but we focused on the money part of it, not the actual, like, food part of it. And we haven't tried to make good food. We've tried to make good profitable commodities. Like,
they're more focused on the money side than the people side of things. You know, this this is the same country that, you know, the unemployment numbers have skyrocketed for the last 3 weeks and the stock market's gone up 3 weeks. You know, we live in a disease society. You know, there's this, what, the Grapes of Wrath. There was this thing where they, you know, writing about stuff that happened in the Great Depression and kind of the same thing. And, you know, we have the talk about the dairy farmers that are flushing unprocessed milk down the drain. Unfortunately, with that, if it's unprocessed raw milk, you have a lot of problems with that. And cows are current dairy farms, factory farms, all that fun stuff. The cows produce incredible amounts of milk constantly. And so, like, there's only so much to be processed, only so much being sold. And the stuff that, like, direct from the farmers, unless you're going to home pasteurize that shit yourself, which nobody really has the facilities to do so.
Usually it's processed before it leaves the farm. Like, it usually goes through a pasteurization process before it.
I mean, I'm not excusing the waste of everything, but it's like, there's just logistical, like, can you process this?
Yeah. It's more just not having anybody to buy it. Like,
you there's can't just nobody tell the cows to hold the tap back, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because the restaurant chains are shut down, there's, like, so much just stuff in our country that's designed to go directly to restaurants. And, like, without the restaurants, there's just all this food that we don't know how to get to people. Like, in England right now, there's actually a surplus of flour, but they can't get it to people because all of the flour is in, like, 25-pound bags, and they don't have the facilities to make the smaller, like, a consumer. And, like, they just can't get it to the people.
Yeah, that's actually another thing. My mom went to Town Talk here the last little bit, and, like, a lot of the stuff they have is stuff that's nearby sell-by for grocery stores, but a lot of it also is bulk stuff from restaurants and restaurant supply companies. And because nobody's selling anything, they're actually looking pretty bare bones right now. They're not getting the Land O'Lakes deli pack stuff for, like, Subways and shit, because Subway's not buying stuff. Like, these companies are not buying it and then not using it, which is how it ends up at Town Talk. So it's weird how these unexpected ripples. So it's like Town Talk doesn't have a lot of their, like, frozen ready to fry stuff that they sell at Taco Bell or Jack in the Box, or like the chicken nuggets that they sell at Chick-fil-A sometimes are there. Sometimes they have the sweet and sour chicken that goes to Panda Express, but because those restaurants aren't open or are only purchasing the bare minimum and then using it before they order more, there's no overage that's ending up down the chain. Which is just one of those things that you didn't really think to happen.
Oh, hey, baby.
Adam has emerged from his cocoon and is wandering off.
Drugged up puppy.
He's still pretty drugged up, so.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, like, it's, our food system was always whack, but, like, it was never prepared for something like this. And, like, as we move to more concentrated food processing facilities, we were just kind of opening ourselves up for this kind of pain.
Yeah.
Like, it needed to be more distributed, more local. Like, there needed to be 50 meat processing plants, not 4. Like, hell, there just needs to be more brands of food like that. Like, you go to the grocery store and, like, 90 or hell, probably like 99% of the shit you see is like 4 different companies.
A lot of the stuff, even then, like, a lot of the stuff that you see at, like, Trader Joe's or Aldi's is made in the same facilities as branded stuff like Oreo.
Yep.
It's just slap a different label on it, right? Like, their chocolate sandwich cookies don't say Oreo on the cookie, but they're totally fucking Oreos. Same for, like, the Trader Joe's. They had, like, a mint cookie that was just Thin Mints that was available year-round because it was made by one of the bakeries that does Girl Scout cookies. Fun fact, here in DFW, we are right on the line of the two bakeries that serve.
Yes, we have access to, like, all the different types of
Girl Scout cookies.
Nice.
I'm glad the Girl Scout cookies thing happened earlier in the year because we were able to get some. Like, if Girl Scout cookie season was, like, right now, we'd just be screwed. We couldn't, like, there wouldn't be Girl Scouts out there selling cookies. You couldn't get stuff going door to door.
I bet they would open up online sales, though.
Hey, baby.
Like, they'd put something in place to do that.
But speaking of door to door, again, some dumb shit has taped a business card to our front door.
Yep.
And I'm like, why the fuck are you taking your possibly asymptomatic COVID having ass to everyone's house in putting your potentially COVID-infested card on our doors. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that was so gross.
Like, call it's them and be like, fucking... what's your fucking problem?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm glad you guys agree, because I was like, am I crazy for thinking that this is a really fucking bad idea?
No, I was thinking of putting a sign up that said, if you do this, I'll make your life a living hell. Like, I was looking
at emailing the last guy being like, what the fuck are you doing?
And I was looking up the, like, how many, like, meat processing plants there are, and I can't find a solid number, but I found a case, or an article about the meat processing plants. So one of the plants had 2,200 workers. Those amount of workers underwent testing for COVID-19. I thought it said they had COVID-19, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit! yeah, but so two major Tyson plants have closed.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that a lot of them are based in Iowa.
Yeah, like, I actually just saw, like, a map, too. Like, turkeys tend to get processed in Minnesota, and Nebraska usually... processes cattle. Hogs are Iowa, like you said, and chickens are Georgia.
Georgia's gonna be a fucking mess.
God,
speaking of the southern states all having a race to the top for number of deaths, apparently. That's gotta be the plan, right? To explain what the governors are doing. It's like, the governor of Georgia wants to open up a ton of shit tomorrow, and more shit next Friday, and have people going back to restaurants and shit like that. And, you know, like it's been several articles have pointed out that it's like, you know, it's these, the well-to-do fuckers that want to go out and have their meal at Applebee's or whatever, that are pushing for this. Like, the people that are actually, like, the frontline workers are not, like really pushing to do this, you know? Like,
yeah. Well,
it's not going to be all the people that are complaining about everything being shut. It's not their asses on the line.
Nope.
It's the people that are holding up the signs that social distancing equals communism, right?
God.
And the thing is, did you notice that those signs were printed? They weren't handmade signs. They were printed. And you could tell that because their printer was a streaky piece of shit. Like, it has the vertical stripes on what is ostensibly a Sharpie over thing. So they just use some whatever protest sign font. It's totally astroturfed. And, like, the actual size of the protests is minimal. And they figured out that, like, there was, like, one person that was centrally purchasing and setting up these identical groups on Facebook. Like, it's totally fucking astroturfed. And the thing is, like, 80% of people when polled are like, no, we're still not going back to normal. And, like, there was another thing I saw where it was like a large proportion of people, like, even if social distancing rules were eased, they weren't going to go out. So, like,
yeah,
this is, even if our dumb shit governors here in Texas or in other southern states are like, no, we need to reopen the state, people aren't going to go out. Like, man, I would honestly fucking love to go and have pizzarella with you guys in face-to-face. Mm-hmm. I would love to go see my parents. This is the longest I have gone without seeing my parents in a very long time, and I am very concerned for them. We've been keeping up on the phone, but that's not quite the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a good relationship with my parents, and I want to see them, but I can't for everybody's safety.
Yep.
You know, especially because they are old. And, you know, are in those risk categories. Like,
yep, my parents are in the same boat. I worry about them all the time.
And so, like, you know, for no matter what our dumb shit government wants us to do, like, most people are still going to be holding off. You know, there was this one thing where, you know, these Second Amendment LARPers, this guy in a Purge-style George Washington getup with a $5,000 rifle, turns out he's... Yeah, because the people that looked at it was like, yeah, this is like a $3,000 model of a fancy ass AR, and that scope on the top is worth about $2,000 on its own.
Oh my god!
And all you need is somebody with a $200 .22 to come up, pop you in the head, and hey, look, free $5,000 rifle, because guarantee you that guy doesn't know how to use such a heavy ass piece of machinery. Also, it's
probably
out,
made for some elite sniper type of guy in the Marines or something.
Yeah, right? And this guy turns out he's like a bar owner of two gay bars in Pittsburgh or whatever, and oh people God. Figured out who it was, and like he got his ass roasted.
Nice.
Because yeah, you're right, it's not the people that are running on the front lines, it's not the minimum wage workers that are running, it's the mm-hmm. owners of the jet ski companies and the boat salesmen yep. and the guys yep. that have, you know, three McDonald's franchises.
Yeah, like I keep thinking of like that one photo where it's the one lady in her like pickup truck yelling at the healthcare worker that was blocking yeah. the protest.
Yeah.
I started thinking about how much that truck probably costs.
It's a big truck.
It didn't look too old, and I'm wondering if that car costs between $30,000 and $50,000. Because I've looked at trucks.
It's
They're
a Ford
F-350,
wasn't it?
I couldn't find any branding on it. It's a Dodge Ram, but I couldn't figure out what model.
Well, it's
definitely one of those super big ones, not like yeah. a little F-150
so,
or something.
Let's see what a 2019 Ram 3500 costs, because
yeah.
like their MSRP is $35,000 for the baseline yeah. limited crew cab with the 8-foot bed.
Yep.
So that's $35,000 for that baseline truck. Mm-hmm. I wonder how expensive you can make these motherfuckers.
Oh, they can get into the hundreds of thousands depending well, like, on what options you get.
Well,
but I know you can save a few bucks if you demand to speak to their manager. And so, and seeing that woman's haircut, she probably did.
So if you want to get a 4x4 Laramie Longhorn, its MSRP starts at $61,000.
Hey, I know houses that cost less than that.
A monthly of $933.
Oof.
Jesus.
Ooh, wait, there's a more expensive one down here. $69,140. They really needed to up the price by a little bit more to make it $69,420. They really could have had a winner on their hands.
Yeah.
But yeah, these entitled bitches who are just like, open the country, land of the free. And the other thing, though, is all these people that are like, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. This COVID is fake.
Oh, Lord. No,
they have always existed in every plague, though. Like, the fact those people exist don't surprise me at all. Like,
yeah, it's just...
You had the people during the Black Death that would go around and flog themselves.
Yeah.
Like, there's always the people who think that Jesus was like...
And there were people that were, like, fans of the people who would flog themselves and would, like... greet them when they came into town, and when they were flogging themselves, they would get real close so that they would get splattered with their blood because it was holy. So, of course, if one of these people had the Black Death, they would be just splattering their bubonic blood mm-hmm. like all over crowds' faces and shit. Like it was intense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the people that are like. Whenever people talk really out there religious stuff, like I'm covered in the blood of Christ, so nothing bad can happen to me, that is kind of fucking terrifying to me. I think I have a phobia or something.
No, it makes sense. Like, they're hell. One of the pastors that was saying shit like that died of COVID-19 himself.
Yeah, I keep seeing these cases pop up on Twitter where someone's posted on Facebook or Instagram and been like, you know, they're not going to force me to wear a mask or something like that. And then a month later,
the
same person succumbed to COVID-19 illness in the hospital.
And it's their GoFundMe campaign for their funeral in hospital.
Yeah, that was one of but it was just like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Like, man, you didn't need to die. You just died of your own stubbornness.
I mean, it is like an incredible self-own, but the thing is, you're also owning other people around you accidentally.
Yeah,
that's what makes this so much worse. Because the majority of the time, somebody says, hold my beer, or check this out, they're only really going to do grievous harm to themselves. But in this case, like, they're getting, like, hundreds or more people sick. There's actually a really good video from the UK, the reporter asking scientists to explain why this is so much more deadly than the flu. And the scientist broke it down in, like, very layman's terms. And he was like, if I have the flu, I will, on average, infect 1.2 to 1.4 people if such divisions existed. But that's what the average came out to be. So I will personally be responsible for 14 people getting the flu if I don't take precautions. Yep. But with COVID, the average is like 3.4. And the way the math works out exponentially is, he was like, if I don't take precautions, I will be personally responsible for 50,000 people getting COVID. And 90% of them will get sick a little bit or not at all, and they'll be fine. But then that 10%, they go to the hospital, and most of them will be okay. Mm-hmm. But then 10% of that 10% end up needing to go to the ICU, and they need to be intubated. And the problem that they're having is that they don't have enough of everything they need, space, hospital workers, bed, to actually handle that amount of people. Yep. So just put a fucking mask on and self-isolate and just, it's just, the whole, oh, it's just like the flu, you'll be fine. Oh, young people don't have to worry. That sort of jumped the gun there. Posted a link to the article online in our topics chat tonight that said that for some reason this is causing young people to have strokes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's causing microclots in your blood, and those microclots go to your brain, and, well, you're kind of fucked. You know, that's just an extra layer of this.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's like, yep. It does this and this and this and this and this and this and this. Like, the list of what it does to people is just, as more people survive it, it's like, holy shit.
And it's new, so the science is not fully in here yet. There are cases that lead scientists to believe that there is permanent lasting lung damage. Mm-hmm. There's also some things that make it look like you may permanently lose one of your senses, either taste or smell or both. And it's affecting a lot of people in different ways. And because this is all new and we don't have, like, 10 years of data on this, we don't know what this is going to fucking do. Nope. Like, you could survive it now and then have some bizarre neurological condition a decade from now that stemmed from this shit leaving something behind in your bloodstream or something.
Yep. And we don't know how recatchable it is yet, and we don't know if it will mutate like the flu, and there just be another COVID every couple months. Like, there's just so much we don't know right now. And, like,
because people have gotten sick, seemed to get better, gotten negative on the test, and then gotten sick again. And they haven't determined whether they caught it again or whether it went dormant briefly and then came back. And at least for a couple of the people that have done this, they fucking died on the second round.
There's also a possibility that the tests were faulty. Like, they got a false negative when they should have gotten a positive.
Right, that's also true.
Yeah, like, because the tests are, like, brand spanking new. Like, these tests have been around forever, and they've had time to perfect them. Like,
and apparently the fact that there is a test at all
is amazing.
The first batches that we made in this country through the CDC were faulty. Because, you know, Trump was too proud to buy the proven ones that they were using in South Korea.
Yup. Like, this is... this is all Trump's fault when you come down to it. Like,
yeah, we're going into rant cast territory. Yeah.
But, I mean, we literally have the worst possible government at this time to try to handle this. Like, we literally have the federal government fighting the states, and the states having to, like, smuggle in PPE to keep it from getting intercepted and stolen, while the U.S. is also just stealing PPE destined for other countries.
And other states.
Yeah.
Like the federal government is stealing from the states.
Yeah. And then giving it to corporations to then sell to people. Not giving it out to states. Giving it out to middlemen to then turn around and sell for a profit.
Which, coincidentally, are connected to the Trump crime family. Wow.
I hate to overuse the term perfect storm, but, like, this is really it. You know, we have the worst, most corrupt president in office who is just completely incompetent at the same time, while we're having the worst pandemic we've had in 100 years.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, and they're going to try to fuck the poor every which way, you know, make them go back to work, or, you know, our health care is not going to cover everything related
to
this situation.
So, to put things in perspective, the juggalos give more of a damn about you than the government does.
Yeah, yeah. They canceled the gathering of the juggalos. Yeah.
Right. Like, they made their post. There's, like, the whole website is just that image right now. But, like, basically, just to give the TLDR, it's like, Gathering Juggalos postponed next year to due to COVID-19. Psychopathic Records and the ICP live for the Juggalo family. For 20 years we've done this, but everything's fucked up, so we're not going to do it. Then at the very bottom, it's like, that aside, the bottom line is simply that we refuse to risk even one Juggalo life by hosting a gathering during these troubling times. In closing, want everyone to heed the words of Fred Fury and Flip the Rat. Be safe, watch your step, and take it easy. You can't replace what you mean to our team. Without you, tell me, where the fuck would we be? We will endure this together as a family, and the Gathering of Juggalos will return 2021 stronger, bigger, and better than ever. Whoop, whoop. Nice. And, like, that's what you get when you actually have a group that's like, yo, actually, we're going to just cancel this shit. We give a shit about you. All found family and stuff. So, like, Juggalos still tend to be pretty good. So that's...
Yeah, now, contrast that statement with what our own lieutenant governor said. what was he said? Something like
there's
staying alive is overrated or something like that?
Dan Patrick on Texas on state reopening, there are more important things than living.
I mean, I would put it up there, like, it. I feel like that's kind of an important thing to do. I kind of like living.
If other people stop living, it doesn't matter to him because he's a fucking psychopath.
Like, you're the mayor of
Las Vegas. Oh, my God. No,
we want to open up and be, we'll be the, oh, shit, I'm sorry, Adam. I booped him in the nose. I moved my finger.
How dare you,
baby? And he's looking at me all offended.
Shame!
He's just like, yeah, we want to reopen. And the governor and the unions are like, excuse you? A what?
Yeah, she's nuts. Like the look on Anderson Cooper's face interviewing her. Like,
yeah, and
you could read the, are you fucking serious, on his expression. Well,
and he asked her, are you going to be out there on the front lines with them? And she's like, no, I've got a family.
Like, that was the cherry on the shit cake. Like, it was just like, really? You know how dangerous this is, and you want to send people to their deaths.
And she was laughing and chuckling throughout the whole interview, like she wasn't even really taking it seriously. And I looked her up, and I'm like, she's 81. You know, why don't you give up your life for the economy of your city, you know? And shouldn't you be jumping on that corona train?
You know, there was those articles written by old people that are like, I'm prepared to die for the economy. It's like, well, you can die, but don't make other people do that. Like, don't force the poor to go into this nonsense. While you yourself are just, like, wanting to stay in home, but go get a haircut, you know.
Yeah. And if we had a competent, equitable government, being poor if the economy takes a tumble wouldn't actually be a problem. Everyone would still be able to afford their homes and their food and
and all that stuff. But because we have this shit show capitalism here, you know, it's they totally try to tie the ability of people to stay alive to how the stock market is doing. And it doesn't have to be that way, and it shouldn't be that way. Angry!
Yeah.
It's just frustrating. Like, it's just, like, they're just intentionally ignoring it just so they can make more money. And it's just like,
they gotta sacrifice people for the line.
Yeah. The stonks demand it.
Like, I mean, capitalism has always been about sacrificing people. Now they're just honest about it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the starkest example that the world has really gotten that just how shit capitalism as a whole is. Like, we've been perfectly fine sacrificing the poor and people in third world countries and elsewhere as long as we don't see it. There's people seeing that people in our own country are perfectly happy to sacrifice them, that they are the ones that are up on the chopping block so that these people can, you know, get their Baskin Robbins or go to BJ's or get their Buffalo Wild Wings. You know, they would sacrifice you for a little bit of convenience as opposed to not getting their haircut or getting their nails did.
Yep.
There was actually a article that was linked to me via DMs that was basically there was some – I think it was Florida. Let me dig it up real quick. It was here in Texas. It was in Beaumont. Okay. Beaumont Mayor Becky Ames left Tuesday's city council meeting to find her phone flooded with text messages and angry social media criticism after a picture surfaced of her getting her service at a local nail salon. A cropped version of the photo first appeared in a local blog saying Ames went to have her nails done on Monday. Nail and hair salons are among the businesses ordered to close across Beaumont during the coronavirus pandemic. Ames, who signed the stay-at-home order on March 27th, acknowledged that the photo could make people think she was getting a manicure. Noting that there is no nail technician in the photograph, however, the mayor says she did not violate any of the stay-at-home orders. And it's like, this, God, Becky, she's a Becky. Like, she would be a total Karen. Like, I'm going to put the photo in the topics chat because just look at this woman's face. This is the face of a woman who wants to speak to the manager at all times.
Oh my God,
she wants to speak to the internet's manager, the manager of memes. This is a person who, like, calls the cops when someone tells her to shut up on Nextdoor. Right?
Oh, did you guys see the Karen that got arrested today inside the park for being in the park?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear about this.
So what was it, in Idaho, I think it was?
I don't remember. I had the video up, but Twitter refreshed and it disappeared.
As it does.
Yeah. But yeah, like there were like 50 people in this park, and the cop like came up to him and he was like, look, y'all gotta leave. You can't gather here. And then they started getting up all in his face. And then like, he's trying real hard to be calm and they keep like being bitchy to him. And then like three other people show up at like cops and stuff like that. And I think one of them might have even been the mayor. And then like, finally they just arrest her and take her away.
Yeah. And the shitty thing is, if this is the one I was thinking about, if it was in Idaho, they had that Cliven Bundy dipshit, the one that was related to the guys that were occupying that Bureau of Land Management office in like Nevada or whatever, had like a protest outside that cop's house with people with guns. So yep, like, you've got
Oregon, I think.
Okay, so you've got armed preppers like threatening the cops for being like, you really can't be in the park, but the woman that did it is like a known provocateur. So like, she's literally like a militia wife trying to pick a fight with the cops to, I don't know, cause a race war. I don't know. Basically just a white woman being like, how dare you tell me no, you'll have to arrest me. And then gets arrested, acts shocked.
And this was like an anti-vaxxer group too.
Oh yeah. Like, so there was like a shitload of adults and a shitload of children in this park. A percentage of those children are going to die now because Becky had to get her kids out of the house. And that sucks because the kids are blameless in this. They're just kids. Like, they're not willingly choosing to go out in a plague, but their mom sure as hell is.
Like, a lot of them couldn't even walk yet. Like,
I feel like I got bingo on my dumb white people card here.
Or it's like, Karen, arrest me. Cop, okay. Karen, shocked face.
essentially what the video boils down to. And she, like, spat a bunch of crap about, like, this is a free country, isn't it? Like, I pay my taxes. We should be able to use this public park because I pay my taxes. And I'm like, that's not how taxes work.
Yeah, her line about, like, why? Well, am I going to get a refund for my part of the taxes that go to this park for not being able to use it? And I'm like, that's not how this works. That's not how this works at all.
In fact, your tax dollars are going to closing down the park, so they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And it's just like the audacity of these people. If they hadn't been...
audacity of the caucasity.
If they hadn't have been as white as, like, cocaine, like, they wouldn't have got away with this.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you've seen these photos of, like, the cops waving their guns at, you know, pipeline protesters, and the cops waving their guns at black people in the streets, but then you have these gaggles of whites with guns and the cops are nowhere to be found. You know, mm-hmm. It totally is like a white privilege thing. Like, the cops mm-hmm. don't give a shit if there's a bunch of militia gunfuckers out there waving their dicks, and there's like a dozens of them, dozens, and the news is breathlessly covering it.
Yeah, trying to make it a bigger thing than it is.
That's right.
I was like, oh, Jerry Jones is trending. Did that fucker die? No, damn it.
I'd never even heard of him before.
He's the owner of Wrestling the Cowboys. Guy. No. That's right, Vic McMahon. He's a giant piece of shit, too. Yeah. Jerry Jones, he's our local football piece of shit. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, oh, trending. That's the thing. You have all these fuckers trending on Twitter, and it's like, oh, celebrity. Oh, they did a good thing. Or, oh, they said something stupid. It's not like, oh, they died. But you never know.
There was the time that Lorde trended because they found her secret Instagram account where she rated onion ring.
Oh, yeah.
like she just had this Instagram account. And she just, like, took pictures of onion rings, and, like, she would, like, rate them, and, like, it had, like, 10 followers, and, like, it was so wholesome. It was just like, aw.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The other, the world is shit. Go play video games, because there's really not much we can do other than hunker down and try to keep living. The biggest thing I've been playing right now, I mean, we're doing Animal Crossing, right, Ajax?
Yep.
And, yeah. You know, we mentioned, you know, Tyrion still playing Animal Crossing, right? I see him. Yeah. No, I know that Tyrion's playing Animal Crossing because we're best friends in Animal Crossing, and whenever he's online, it lets me know.
Yep. I saw your name pop up the other night when you came on, too.
It's like, ooh, I'm online. Come to my island and check out my stuff. I'm expecting a big turnip spike tomorrow. It'll be at least 200. And, like, I spend a little bit of time making sure that I can shut down my island. Basically, like, limit where people can go with, like, 8 pieces of fence. So, like,
the social distancing?
Well, you don't want people running around your island taking your fruit or picking up your shells or stealing your bottles or anything. You're just like, if you're going to open the island to people, just randos, you limit where they can go. Like, mm-hmm. You know, you don't be like, oh, you have to give me money to come here. It's just like, I don't want you running around all through my carefully curated plants.
Yep.
Right. Just like, pissing and shitting everywhere.
It's like, you can go to the general store, you can go to the clothing shop, and you can see the Fur Planet booth, which I've rebuilt. The Fur Planet booth is now next to the clothing shop, and I was very happy that today Timmy and Tommy had magazines, which I needed. I'd been ordering them via the Nook shopping, but you can only order 5 items a day, and I needed like 20 of the fuckers. Because I needed to make magazine stacks, and also I had a recipe that required 10 magazines to make a library wall, and it made a library wall.
Nice.
But my little dudes had it today, and then I went to a friend's island, and they had books. So nice. I actually, there's like magazine stacks and books. Like, we have hardcovers and softcovers back at the Fur Planet table. It's real nice. So, you know, and to Animal Crossing villagers, it's not furry porn, it's just porn. Nothing weird about that.
Right, right. You
know,
I got 2 lions, I got 2 horses, a squirrel, a duck, a deer. You know, like, they got stuff that'd be representative at the furplanet.com. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
That's super cute.
That's if I get a good spike and have, if I open up to the public starting tomorrow, Friday a.m. That's the thing also, is like it's only going to be open between 9 a.m. local and 1 p.m. Because for some reason, my Switch refuses to believe in daylight savings time or whatever. So it's always an hour behind. And I can't adjust the clock because I have turnips and they'll rot if I time travel.
Oh, yep.
So I'm an hour behind at all times. And that's fine because it lets me wake up later in the morning to get stonks on Sunday. But it's just like everybody's stuff updates and I update a little bit later.
So, guys, tell me, who is this cute little cat dude that I keep seeing a combination of clean, wholesome art, naughty art, and art of him in a maid outfit?
Raymond.
Yeah.
He's just a cat named Raymond who looks like the dude from Adam Ruins Everything.
Adam Conover.
Oh, okay, I see.
But he's just, it's a cute guy cat with heterochromia, so that makes him total furry bait to start with. And
yeah.
If you give him, well, generally if you give clothing to villagers, they'll wear it for a day or two. And people found out you could give him the maid costume and he will totally wear it. And so cute cat boy in a maid outfit. Oh my God. He's an extremely highly sought after character.
Like I saw somebody who was going to like give away his like amiibo card or like he was moving out of their village and they offered him up for free. And like his Discord got like lit up with messages.
Yeah, it was an amazing tweet because the guy just had a camera and just the messages were scrolling for what, a minute or more.
Oh my God.
And then did you see how Elijah Wood is playing Animal Crossing?
Yes.
No, I hadn't heard that.
If you look in the Southpaw topics, but like there was this dude who had good turnip prices and he was like, hey, if anybody wants to come to my island, DM me. And fucking Elijah Wood DM'd him. And
I saw the tweet. I didn't see the name on it. We'd love your dodo code to sell these turnips.
Of course you can. And then Elwood from Driftwood is here to play. And he's like, your island is beautiful. And then he politely asked if he could have some fruit. And she said, of course.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is so amazing. I loved it so much.
Because that looks like Elijah Wood. Like his little avatar looks like Elijah Wood.
And it was DM'd from his verified Twitter, so, yeah.
No.
It's just such a wholesome, cute, fun game. I've just enjoyed watching you guys play it, and I'm enjoying all the memes and pictures and stuff like that.
Cute stuff between CJ and Flick, who are totally roommates, guys. They're best friends.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gals being pals.
Just gals being pals. There were these two women buried next to each other. We're not sure what that means. We think they were friends. They were also in the common burial position. We're not sure what's up with that. Marital burial position.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Animal Crossing is super, super good. Like, it's been a month, guys. And we're still just super playing it because it's just a fantastic game for these times. Yep.
And that's why I didn't time travel. I just wanted to take my time.
Well, like now that Timmy and Tommy have upgraded the shop, they have more items that are more expensive too. Nice. I had the Imperial bed today that was like 23,000 bells, but it's this really nice red double bed with a nice canopy. So I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to buy that and put it upstairs in my house. Sure.
My able sisters had the like million bell crown today, and I'm like, oh, I want you so bad. I can't afford you.
I actually have 2.5 million bells in the ATM right now. So, like, if that showed up, I could totally buy it and swag on people. But the thing is, with the way the stock market works, we can just get the stocks and then people crowdsource going to islands and making huge amounts of money. It's not very hard to get these massive bling things anymore.
No.
And that's 2.5 million bells in the bank. After I've paid off every house.
Yeah, I still have a $2 million loan to pay off. Like, I got the last upgrade, but it's going to take me a while to pay off that one. I need another good stonk week, and I should.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is, like, Final Fantasy VII Remake's been fun. I kind of fell off it a little bit because, like, you have to sit and focus on the game. You can't watch Netflix and play Final Fantasy VII Remake. Like, when we're watching stuff on Netflix, both kind of fucking with our phones and watching stuff at the same time because we multitask. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can mess around on my island and watch what's going on Schitt's Creek or Sabrina, but I can't play Final Fantasy VII Remake and watch Sabrina or Arrow or whatever. So, like...
Ooh, have all the CW seasons dropped yet?
I think the last season of Arrow's available now.
Okay.
But...
I always wait until they're all out, and then I watch them in chronological order, rather than by show. So, like, I'll sit there and switch between Arrow and Legends and Flash. It's complicated, and it requires multiple Wikipedia tabs open and a lot of math, but that's the way they were intended to be seen. And then when I get to the big multi-part story arc, it makes sense. I love those crossover episodes. I'm so looking forward to Crisis on Infinite Earth. I want to see it so bad. I've been looking forward to this for years. I miss being able to watch it as it came out.
Oh, yeah.
Though, again, like, What We Do in the Shadows is a really good show. Both mm-hmm. the movie and the TV show is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Schitt's Creek's pretty funny. And, like, it has 80 episodes across 6 seasons.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, a half-hour show. So, like, there's still plenty of good shit on Netflix to watch right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the next big thing that has me super excited...
I think I saw a werewolf love story come out today?
No. Okay, so that was a fucking lie. It's not a lie. Like, the artist said that this is this thing. I've sold the script. It's getting made. But they posted a screen cap mock-up as if it was live, and I was like, oh, shit. And I went to go look and see if it's live, and then I read down the thread that it's actually not... It's in process, and it's not legit. And I was like, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I was gonna say, retweet. Like, the screenshot looked, like, a little bit too artsy, but I just thought that was the style.
Yeah, I was oh, shit, it's a black lady who hooks up with a dude who's also this massive dire werewolf. That's hot as shit.
Yeah, like, I was, like, so gonna watch that. Like, I actually haven't watched anything on Netflix since the quarantine, because I just haven't had the mental cycles to sit down and watch a TV show.
Yeah. I mean, that's understandable. Like, I've been behind on a lot of anime, because I've been primarily watching stuff with Panther, and that's it, right?
Yep.
Like, I've been playing on my Switch, or doing stuff around the house, or I watch stuff in the evenings with Panther, and that kind of precludes certain shows. I haven't got him to watch Beastars yet.
Oh, man.
He's not super interested, and I'm like, but the dub's super good.
It is.
It is! It's so good!
But the other thing that's really cool is that tomorrow, Friday, they're doing the big live letter for Final Fantasy XIV patch 5.3, which for our WoW playing listeners is as significant as the rework for Cataclysm was, where they're just basically redoing massive parts of the baseline story, because baseline Realm Reborn kind of sucks ass and has you running around doing a lot of busy work dumb shit that should be below the Warrior of Light. So they're streamlining the story, condensing the stuff that happens between the end of 2.0 and the start of 3.0, and making certain things that were optional to begin with mandatory, because they are mandatory because they tie into the stuff that's happening in the current expansion. So they're essentially, like, reworking the entire old world. They're probably going to add flying to the old world. And it literally is equivalent to what WoW Cataclysm did to that game, where they completely remade the world, made it so that you could fly your shit everywhere, and all that fun stuff. So... that would be really exciting if true. They're doing that tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific time, I think it is. Which, you know, for those of you listening to it on Saturday, you'll probably have caught it, because, you know, this comes out a little bit later. But that's really exciting.
Oh, and there's, I heard there's an Animal Crossing update that's supposed to drop today.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's been very nice.
What's nice
is... So what all is new? What did they put in it?
Shrubs! We got shrubs now.
So, there's shrubs... there's a sloth named Leaf who comes and sells flowers and shrubs for your island. The shrubs will become, like, bushes over time. They, like, grow up and they flower based on the season, which is cool. And it's a cute little sloth. They added that thing. They also added an art wing to the museum. And the museum in the game is really, really cool. And there's a character named Red who's a shifty fox, who is an art dealer. and sometimes the stuff that he sells on he has the Red's treasure trawler, which shows up on like the corner of your far corner of your island, and you can buy furniture from him, and you can buy like one object to art from him, and the objects, the art, are very expensive, and sometimes they're counterfeit. So like you can buy them, and then when you go to take them to Blathers, Blathers will be like, "Holy shit, this is the legit Mona Lisa," or whatever, or "This is totally a fake Mona Lisa because she's doing the Vulcan hand sign," or whatever.
There's one where it's like this like famous Japanese painting, and the fake one, he's doing finger guns.
Yeah. there's Michelangelo's David, so you can see his tiny penis in HD.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to penis statue. Like, that's my main goal skit. But, like, it's actually totally a thing, because Tyrion had...
Quit putting your foot, your head on my foot. I shift slightly, and he jumps, and he's like, "Oh my god, I'm sorry, baby. I've accidentally booped him twice during this recording," and now he's, like, left under the... He's literally on my foot. So if I move at all, I bump him, and now he's, like, staring at me reproachfully from the door, like, "How dare you?" Adam, go to your bed. Go to your bed. I will cover you up. Do not be underfoot. But yeah, they're adding things as they go along. And the nice thing about it being added, because it's an internet-based game, it has internet components. They can patch things in over time. So even all these people that have time traveled to the future and back, they don't have access to these events. Like all the seasonal stuff, they just can't get because it's not actually in the game files yet.
nice.
One thing they added also is you can get the pink or the green Nook Ink shirts that Tom Nook or Isabel wear for Nook Miles, or like 600 Nook Miles.
God, I love it when they do calisthenics.
Yes.
Like, and they'll just walk in there sometimes and they'll just be like doing their calisthenics together. And but like...
do you notice that when Isabel does them that she jingles?
No.
She has a little bell headband. So when she's doing the thing, she jingles.
Aww.
So cute.
That's adorable. I love this game so much.
Yeah, it's like all these little things that come together, and like
they threw me a birthday party yesterday. Like, I don't want to go into too many details, but like I opened up the game and Apple came immediately, grabbed me, and she was like, "Oh, I've been waiting for you all day." And I was like, "What?" And then like she takes me to her house, and there's a fucking party on going on in there, and it's just like, "Oh my god, this, this is the party I couldn't have in real life because of the COVID."
Yeah,
it was so sweet.
It's also really fun because every villager has their own birthday, so when it's their birthday, Isabel lets you know, so you can like go to their house and bring them a gift, and there's like a little nook achievement for going to people's birthday parties.
Aw, cute.
Like, there's
Tyrion's villagers have started to sell him things now. Renee sold him a sweater or something that she made, and it was super cheap. He said it was like 1,500 bells, which I guess is not a lot. He's like, "I'm not sure how I feel about them now starting to sell me stuff."
Well, like, I've had my one of my horse villagers, Ed, be like, "Hey, I need to raise some money, so do you want to buy this from me?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." And he sold me like this shirt, and he's like, "Oh, thank goodness." And he's like, "Good riddance. I mean, thank you." He's a snooty villager, but it's okay. I tolerate his ass. It's still funny because my best buddy is still Little Puddles. She's the pink frog girl who wants to be a pop star.
And
she's like the sweetest little animal character. Mm-hmm. And so like, she's my buddy.
Nice. Yeah, the Apple is the same way. Like, she's totally a pop star and she's a little fat hamster. And I gave her a fairy tale dress, and it does good on her. But she wears it.
It was funny because sometimes if it's not to their liking, they'll wear the clothing for a day or two, but then they just put it on display. So I had a spare vampire costume and gave it to Cherry, and she wore it for a couple days, and then she went back to her regular clothing. But I gave Fauna a hoodie, and she wore it for like a week, and then she went back to her regular clothing. But it was like, yo, Fauna's more appreciative of my shit. Also, she let me change her catchphrase from Deary, and I was like, "Oh my god, you just gave me an arbitrary text input field, and you'll say it?" So now her like catchphrase is "My good bee."
Nice.
What's up, my good bee?
I messed up, and I had a villager like be like, "Hey, what do you want your nickname to be? What should it be? Touchdown?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." What? Not realizing that the nickname could infect other villagers, and the villagers will get sad if you tell them that they can't call you by that nickname.
Yeah.
So now I am Touchdown, and it's just like, but I don't want to be Touchdown.
I had Axel decided that my nickname should be Iron S, and and so like I have my villagers like, hey, Iron S, come over here. Like, I've been looking for you, and they teach me like an item, a reaction, or give me an item or whatever. But then today, my old lady koala villager decided my new name should be Hey Swanky, and I'm like, all right, sure, whatever. So now she'll be going, I'll have people calling me Swanky, I'll have people calling me Iron S, and I'm like, whatever.
Here. I prefer the nickname Swingity Swooty.
Like, it's an arbitrary text field. Like, you can have them give you a different nickname.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter. I think it's cute when, like,
okay, my as long villagers... as you think, like, like, from your tone, I thought you didn't like it, and I was just like, oh, okay.
Well, it's just weird because Axel left and went to your island, Ajax, but the thing is, the nickname stuck. So other villagers that were using that kept it, but now my koala villager came after Ajax or Axel left, so she didn't know the nickname, so she decided to give me a different one. So hers will infect the other ones.
Nice. Yeah, Axel's very happy. He's in my elephant row. Like, I have three elephants all next to each other now.
That's cool.
Aww.
Because I have, like, the prehistoric elephant. I have Sid, the, like, rocker black metal elephant. And then I got Axel. And then I will, in
theory... They do travel in herds.
Yeah, and then I will, in theory, have Big Top once Tyrion kicks him off his island.
Yeah, I've got my 10 villagers, but I wasn't really...
Wait, why is Tyrion kicking Big Top off of his island?
Because he got a bunch of amiibo cards for sexy wolves and other animals.
Oh, oh shit. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and I can't borrow them either.
Yeah, you can.
Does that work?
Like, after Tyrion's done with them, you can totally borrow them. Or you'd have to ask Tyrion about this.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's like...
Like, if you're, like, worried about... The COVID, you just need to put them in a bag for 3 days.
Yeah, I
have a question. If Tyrion uses it to get a villager on his island and then gives you the card, does that mean the villager goes away from his island, or is it used?
Nope.
You can use them multiple times?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I'm going to use some of Tyrion's cards once I get my island shit more together.
Right.
Like, because right now I'm in the process of slowly moving the houses where the houses need to be, because they just sort of went really nearly when they first got placed. I didn't realize that it would cost 50,000 bells to move each house, and you could only move one house a day. It's not like in the free-to-play games where you can just move anything you want, anytime you want, as much as your size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I actually kind of like, because it makes me kind of think and take a step back, and it keeps me playing.
Yeah, like...
Deer's so cute with it, because he's got, like, tiles that are just for planning, so he'll, like, plot it out and everything like that.
I did that too.
It's a little adorable.
Where it's like, I have all my shit, I have a mobile crafting bench, and then I fill my inventory with some of the supplies I need, go to where I'm going to lay stuff out, do the math, and then make what I need before I plop it all down. Like, you have to do some long-term planning. Like, when I first got the ability to do bridges and stuff, I got a screenshot of my island, marked out where I wanted to put the bridges and the ramps, and then I did a timeline of where I wanted... what days I wanted to do them and how much money I would need each day, and then the total. So I had to do like this planning and this math so I could make sure that I got a new bridge each day or a new incline each day, but also afford it so that I didn't, because you can only do one a day. And if you don't finish that one, you can't do the next one.
Right.
So it was like, oh shit, I've got to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, I got lucky. I only needed to have I had four bridges, but I destroyed one and rebuilt it because it was the first bridge that it makes you build.
Uh-huh.
And then I discovered if you put a tile in between your rivers, you can just skip and jump over the river.
Yeah.
I really enjoy. Oh, yeah, no. The bridges are great, but I'm staying for, up near cliff tops where you don't really care if there's a bridge or not because you're never going to see it until you have to go up there.
Yeah.
That's been very nice.
Yeah, I did, the nice metal bridges for, the city areas, but the upper areas got, the little suspension bridges that were much less expensive.
Right. Yeah, I did all red Zen bridges.
Ooh, those are expensive.
Yeah, but they were worth it.
They're very, very pretty.
Yeah, I also have, bamboo in front of them, and they're...
I need to go... This is just me going, my bamboo have not been having shoots.
Yeah, mine haven't either. I think it's because they have to have so much space around them in order for them to produce shoots.
Probably.
The only time I've gotten shoots to appear is when I had a bamboo tree just out in the middle of nowhere. It was just chilling in the middle of somewhere because I had plopped down because I needed inventory space and I was going to later. And that one produced shoots.
Yeah, because I have five bamboo trees on this little finger of land that goes up towards my star viewing plaza at the top of the hill. And they produced shoots once and that was it. And I'm but I could use more bamboo. And that's the thing. It's there's so much stuff in this game that's not explained. So it's why does this do this? I don't know. Lol. Why isn't this tree growing?
To the internet.
You don't have enough space around it. It's fruit tree saplings will not grow if there's not enough space around them. But you can place the adult trees next to each other like every other tree. So when I was building my orchard, I had to go to the net and go, okay, I need to clear out land over here to put the fruit trees so they can grow so I can then transplant them back to where they need to go. But yeah, Animal Crossing, it's good.
Yeah, and I don't like how when you walk up to a tree, it doesn't tell you what kind of tree it is. So what I did is I crafted a bunch of unique tiles to put behind each tree that signifies what the fuck they are. So I have a peach tile, and I have a pear tile, and I have an apple tile. So that means when I go to this tree, I know what it is.
Yeah, I generally don't use the fruit from my orchard because I have enough peach trees and coconut trees on my island so when I need to move stuff I can just hit one of them up. So
yeah. It's a good way to make money too. If you take all your native fruit to someone else's island and ditch it, it's worth
it. Yeah, they're worth 500 each.
Yeah.
But I've been breeding the black lilies, so I have the peacock butterflies all the time and Madagascan sunset moths and Raj's bird wings, and they're all worth 2,500 bells a pop.
Nice. Yeah, I used to get those more, but
I saw somebody tweet a really nice picture of a rare butterfly, in real life the other day, and someone quote tweeted it, I play Animal Crossing, I know what that is, that's worth 500 bells, or something like that.
Yeah, there was a picture of someone with a peacock butterfly on their hand, it was 2,500 bells right there, and that's true,
yep.
They're very valuable bugs.
Yep.
I have funded many things because spiders are tarantulas are worth 8,000 and wasps are worth 2,500 and those can get you. But peacock butterflies, you just get black lilies and they spawn all the damn time and they are worth the same. Mm. Butterflies can't kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It's much safer.
And black tulips will spawn them too.
Mm-hmm.
And black roses.
Also, at the end of the month, tarantulas cycle out for the Northern Hemisphere, so we're not going to be able to get them until, fall. So
yes, but we get scorpions.
Ooh, very exciting.
Yes, I was looking forward to you seeing those.
Are there any little fennecs in the game?
I wish there were. There's, the wolf types are kind of by themselves.
Yeah.
So it's you can just kind of pick the colors.
Well, there's 300.
Can you do that?
Well, you don't. I mean, there's a wide variety of the wolf look.
Oh, I
see. You can be like, oh, this person looks like a wolf, but they could just be like a fox or a fennec. But they don't have
actual fennec types. Yeah.
If only.
Yeah.
Video games.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it a night on a good note.
Yeah, I should go to bed here.
You know, it's
this has been Southpaws episode
whatever,
461. We're gonna call it Fago okay. to the polls.
Oh god, this is 2015 all over.
Site notifications.
What are you doing, Savin?
Oh, what? Just I was going to like going to the Patreon to be like, what episode is this? Yeah, 461.
First world problems. You have to go to your Patreon to figure out what podcast episode you're on.
Yeah. I mean, we can barely remember what day it is. Yeah, it is 461, because I can just look at my podcast.
I think it's Blursday. I have a feeling it's Blursday.
Hey.
Lousy smarch weather.
I literally tweeted yesterday, did you know it's Wednesday? Because I didn't know it was Wednesday until I looked at my phone.
I don't know if Ajax sent it to you, too, but he sent it to me, the local news report from somewhere where they're like, and now we go to, it's basically the weather man. They're like, he's going to tell us what day it is. And he's like, it's Wednesday. And then they go back to the anchors.
Yeah, that was just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, I appreciate that kind of thing. I mean, like, you kind of have to do some fun or funny things to just sort of survive, you know, in the when everything is so dire. So,
like, did you see the video about the like music teacher who wrote the song about the quarantine, and she's playing the ukulele, and she's like, "I'm gonna sing it a song." Screams. Oh.
Yeah, do not listen to that with headphones on. Yeah, that slayed me when I watched that. That was funny.
But yeah, so we should wrap this up. Hey, this has been Southpaws. You can find us on Twitter at Southpawscast. We're on email us at southpawscast@gmail.com, Patreon, Southpawscast. You can find me on Twitter at Savin Drake. I guess you guys could maybe ask for my Switch friend code so you could visit my cool island that's not... It's like, hey, you can see my island, it's pretty cool, but then you go to other people's islands and you're like, I am shit, I am fool, I am a baby. And then you go to your island and like, eh, it's pretty nice.
Those are people who actually have time to do...
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time to do things.
Yeah.
Or these people have these big brain ideas of how to do this stuff, and I'm like, oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. I keep seeing this thing about the new interview question is going to be, what new skills did you pick up during quarantine? And like, well, the picture is like the guy who's filling a teacup by blowing into the top of a teapot. I'm just like, fuck that. I am not learning any new skills. You know, I'm still working full time at the day job and doing Per Planet stuff and trying to occasionally read a book for enjoyment. Like, I don't have any more time now than I did before. I'm just not driving to the office two extra days. And
in fact, I have to work more because, like, I have all these new responsibilities at work, and they're up our ass to still be productive while we're at the job.
Yeah,
home, because they think working from home is this the most amazing, fantastic honor, and we should all be hollowed grateful. Like, it's my job, but at home, doing the same.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's pretty cool. And, like, my commute is long. It's almost an hour each way. So it saves me a significant amount of time. But when there's, like, a global pandemic and the whole world is in crisis, everyone has this, like, constant thrum of stress going out throughout their lives. Like, you're not going to get 100% from people, especially people that haven't worked from home all that much before. But, like, you know, I saw a tweet where they're like, sometimes it's just a 60% day, and that's all you can manage that day, you know? So, like, I hope these, like, high productivity, go, go, go management types get their heads out of their asses and realize that we're not going to give you 110% because they're working from home full time. It's just not happening. It's not the way human beings work.
Nope.
Yep. So, what about you,
Fizz? Anyway, you can find me working at home. You can also find me occasionally on Twitter at Fuzzwolf. buy my books. We've had a couple questions about this. It's like, yes, we're still taking orders. We're still shipping out books. So you can buy books on For Planet. You can buy ebooks on Bad Dog Books. That way you don't even have to wait for them to be shipped to you, which is a nice bonus. And I totally understand why they're asking, because, like, I mean, you know, like we said earlier, Bad Dragon's not doing customs. I mean, supply chains and warehouses and stuff like that are all messed up right now. Funny enough, I've actually noticed the last couple of orders I've placed with my printer have gotten to be super fast. So I'm wondering if, like, their volume is down, because, like, book selling and book printing in the mainstream trade industry right now is way down. Like, a lot of the book industry podcasts are talking about this.
Yep.
So, yeah, so that's why I was like, I restocked on a couple of things, and I got them, like you pay for 5-day processing, but I think they actually processed it in 2 days, which normally you have to pay, like, the expedited fee for. So
they're just like, oh, yeah. Thank God, it's just, like, a couple hundred books of dicks. Ugh.
Yeah. A penis for every page.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this is going to affect everybody differently. And, like, we've also been talking, you know, in dealer chats about, like, what are cons going to be like when they come back? Because on one hand, people won't have been to a furry con in a year. People may flock to that con. That con, whichever one's the first one, may have higher attendance. People be ready to spend. But on the other hand, a lot of people may have lost their jobs during this time and may not be able to afford to go to the con, or if they can, may not have enough disposable income to actually spend a lot of money in the dealer's room. So when the con season restarts, it's going to be a real guessing game for dealers as to, well, how much stock do we take? How many new releases do we prep? That kind of thing, you know? So it's we're in for an interesting time. It's going to be a challenge to prepare for, let's say, 2021 for back to cons. But I'm fully anticipating the Anthrocon will end up being canceled this year. It's still speaking of that, it's still on right now. I did see a tweet, I believe it was from AC or the Visit Pittsburgh Twitter, that said that they're going to make a call by the end of May. Because right now the area has a no large gathering rule in effect. And the question is, do they extend that, or does that run out before Anthrocon happens? And, you know, if they extend it, then they get to get out of their contract and not go bankrupt, which is great. But I mean, a lot of people, like, we're talking about Texas and Georgia, Florida, trying to push to be reopened, or in some places talking about being reopened May 1st. And I'm like, it's not even peaked yet. I don't think it's going to peak until May or June. So I just don't see Anthrocon happen.
I don't either. So
that's kind of where we are right now.
I'm glad we had Furry Fiesta, and we enjoyed it, because that might have been the last con for the whole time.
And I'm just damn it, I busted my ass and worked myself to the bone for that con. I didn't get to enjoy that at all.
Yeah.
People enjoyed it, though. You made the dream happen.
I made the dream happen, yeah. But god damn it, I was looking forward to Anthrocon. But I totally know that we probably aren't doing it. And even then, if it is forced to happen, there's going to be a massive drop in attendance, because, again, nobody's going to feel safe to go.
Yeah.
Like, hell, there might not be an airline industry at that point to fly people there.
Oh, no, the government will always pump billions of dollars into the fucking airlines to keep them going, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck your mom and pop grocers, but keep the airlines going. Yeah. They're like the worst run industry. But
all right.
Anyway,
we should wrap this up.
Find me on Twitter at Fuzzwolf.
I'm on Twitter as StAjax33. You can also find me in Fuzzwolf Tome. good night, and
wash your hands.
Wash your balls.
Wash your face. Wash your balls.
Wash your ass. God.